From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Millen reporting an attack around and in the British Parliament building. The British Parliament building in London has been put on lockdown following reports of gunfire outside of the building today. Witnesses, reports, and photographs show two victims bleeding heavily on Westminster Bridge, where London police said officers were responding to a firearms incident. VOA's Luis Ramirez, he is on the scene now in London. He joins us. Luis, what's the latest?
Right now, the Houses of Parliament are in total lockdown. Members of Parliament have been evacuated. Streets around the Parliament buildings are completely gridlocked. I'm standing here on the embankment looking at the Houses of Parliament. Police surrounding the buildings, the traffic on Westminster Bridge completely at a standstill. We're getting scattered reports about just what transpired on Wednesday afternoon. At Parliament. The reports that we are getting, some confirmed by police, are that a vehicle mowed down several people on Westminster Bridge, that then one of the occupants of the vehicle emerged from it, entered Parliament, and stabbed a police officer. From a member of Parliament, we get that that police then shot the attacker. And that accounts for the gunshots that people were reporting early on in the incident.
Luis Ramirez in London. The White House is saying that President Trump has been briefed on the gun and knife incident at Britain's Parliament. Trump himself said during a brief appearance Wednesday before reporters at the White House that he was just getting the news, and he called it big news. This is VOA News. Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch is in his third day of nomination hearings, largely unscathed by Democratic attacks, as Republicans confidently predict he'll win confirmation despite liberal opposition. A growing number of Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York and Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, are calling for Gorsuch's confirmation to be delayed because of the FBI investigation of ties between Donald Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. However, Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley of Iowa dismissed that demand as ridiculous, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky told the Associated Press, Gorsuch will be confirmed. I just can't tell you exactly how that will happen as yet. The United States and South Korea say a North Korean missile test Wednesday ended in failure. A spokesman for the U.S. Pacific Command said the missile appeared to have exploded within seconds of launching from the Kalma Peninsula in the eastern part of the country. South Korea's military said the apparent test launch did not go off normally. Pakistan's military says troops have clashed with militants during a raid in a tribal region near the Afghan border, with two soldiers and five terrorists killed. It says a local Pakistani Taliban commander was among those killed in Wednesday's raid in the Orakzia tribal region. Pakistan stepped up operations against militants following a series of attacks last month that killed at least 125 people. It also closed its border with Afghanistan for more than a month, accusing Kabul of failing to crack down on militants. Pakistan is set to mark Republic Day Thursday with a military parade in which nuclear-capable weapons, tanks, jets, and drones will be displayed in the capital of Islamabad. A Syrian war monitor said Wednesday an airstrike believed to be carried out by a U.S.-led coalition has killed at least 33 people at a school near the key city of Raqqa. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported the airstrike happened early Tuesday outside the village of Al-Mansura and that the school was serving as a shelter for people displaced by the fighting in Syria. Raqqa is the de facto capital for the Islamic State group, and the city's capture is a main goal for the various forces fighting the Islamists. Two students died, more than 20 others were injured Wednesday in a stampede during a morning bathroom break at an elementary school in central China. The Paiyang County government in Henan province said that in a brief notice that the incident is under investigation. A county official confirmed the deaths and injuries.
That's the latest world news from VOA.